The Israeli aggression against the Gaza Strip has entered its 19th day. Palestinian officials have reported 8 more deaths in Khan Yunis. The fatalities include 4 children and 3 women. So far, at least 883 Palestinians have been killed and over 5,700 injured. Israel and the Palestinian resistance group Hamas have agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire. The truce is set to begin at 500 GMT. Earlier, the World Health Organization called for the establishment of a humanitarian corridor in the besieged Gaza Strip. Tension is mounting in the occupied West Bank. At least 11 Palestinians, including 2 teenagers, have been killed in separate incidents involving Israeli troops and settlers since Thursday. Palestinians in the West Bank are incensed over Israel's massacres in the Gaza Strip. France has banned a pro-Palestinian demonstration scheduled to be held this weekend. The French police said that anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were banned after similar protests turned violent over the past days. The organizers of the demonstration say they have filed a lawsuit against the authorities over the ban. In Syria, Takfiri militants have reportedly killed at least 50 government forces in Raqqa province. An opposition source says most of the soldiers were summarily executed after being captured by ISIL militants in an ambush. Insurgent groups fighting against the Syrian government have committed numerous mass executions during the conflict. The UN's refugee agency says a total of 230,000 civilians have fled their homes since the beginning of the crisis in Ukraine. The agency says the displaced people have either moved to other regions of Ukraine or migrated to Russia. The conflict has claimed the lives of more than 1,000 people. Russia has called the latest U.S. accusations claiming that it is involved in the Ukrainian conflict a baseless smear campaign, and Moscow says Washington bears responsibility for the bloodshed in Ukraine. The U.S. has accused Russia of firing artillery shells toward the Ukrainian military. And Germany has resumed spying on the U.S. and Britain in response to reports that the two countries have been spying on Germany. This is reportedly the first time since the end of World War II that Berlin has ordered the gathering of intelligence on British and U.S. activities in Germany.